The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio, on the air and online.
This year's Republican primary isn't like the Guns N' Roses reunion tour. Candidates can't camp out overnight to get the best seats in the House, and yet that's what happened this year, when supporters of two Republican candidates braved the cold overnight, thinking that if they were first in line, they'd get top billing on the ballot. Later, they found out that's not how it works. Quentin Kidd's professor at Christopher Newport University.
Corey Stewart's campaign is essentially banking on this idea that in a low turnout primary, any benefit he can get, he should take, and if he can get his name first in the ballot, that's going to help, that's going to matter.
But Kidd says it won't matter whose name is first, because voters in the June primary will be high-information voters. They'll already know who their candidate is.
And they're going to vote for Ed Gillespie, or they're going to vote for Frank Wagner. Then they'll go to Ed Gillespie or Frank Wagner's name and tick that box. I don't think there are going to be many low-information voters who say, I don't know who to vote for, so I'm going to select that first name.
And so how is it determined who gets their name at the top? Election officials say all candidates who turned in their paperwork by noon on that first day now have an equal shot at being first when they conduct a public drawing this week. I'm Michael Pope.